Hare Krishna. So Krishna has described various types of sacrifices. And then after that, Krishna spoke about what will one get by doing sacrifice. Enjoy in this life and attain liberation at the end of life. And then he also gave a warning to those who are not doing any sacrifice, that you people will never enjoy in this life, forget about the next. That's what he said. And now, what Krishna is talking about is, what is the ultimate end of all the sacrifices? In two verses, he's going to speak that. So we'll see one of them. That is text 32. Evam bahuvidha yajna vitata brahmano mukhe karmajan vidhitan sarvan evam nyatva. So here Krishna is saying evam. So evam, that is thus, so he has described all the sacrifices. So he is saying evam bahuvidha yajna. There are different types of yajna. And then he says, vitata brahmano mukhe. Vitata brahmano mukhe. So basically vitata means spread. And here brahmana means Vedas and mukhe means mouth. So spread in the mouth of Vedas. So what does that basically mean? It means that these are given in the Vedas, these various sacrifices are given in the Vedas, which are directly emanating from the mouth of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's what it means. Karmajan Vidhi Tansarvan. So all of them, they actually emerge or take birth or are born out of different types of work performed at different levels. That is Kaya, Vacha, and Manasa. At the level of body, at the level of mind, at the level of intelligence, and maybe at the level of speech. Evam jnatva vimokshyase. And anyone who knows them, that person will become liberated. Mokshyase. So here Prabhupada is saying that different types of sacrifice are mentioned in the Vedas to suit the different types of workers. Now see, there are different types of sacrifices that Krishna has described. And we also saw what category of people are doing those sacrifices. So like for example, when a person goes to the doctor, so now it's not that all the patients who go to the doctor, they'll get the same medicine. Now depending on the disease that the person has, the medicines will be given accordingly. So similarly, different types of workers having different conception and having different goals or whatever, so different medicines are given in the form of sacrifice. Just by doing those sacrifices, the person will go to the next level and next and next and finally reach the ultimate destination. So in this way, different types of workers do different types of sacrifices. And these all different sacrifices are given in the Vedic scriptures. This is what is the point. And when someone does Vedic sacrifices according to the Vedic scriptures or as per given the Vedic scriptures, such a person will actually elevate. But if someone is doing something according to his own mind's concoction, then nothing good will happen to that person. So this is a nice point to understand that all these sacrifices are mentioned in the Vedas, and that's what one has to follow. There's no question of making one's own. So we cannot make our own sacrifice and then do something and finally end up getting nothing. Yes. Here it is said that men are so deeply absorbed in bodily concept, these sacrifices are so arranged that one can work either with body, with mind, or with intelligence. Now, this is a known fact that people in this world, they are tightly bound in the bodily conception of life. People firmly believe they are not the soul, they are body. They have complete conviction on this. But then, if one has to understand the higher aspects of life, the transcendental aspects of life, that person has to elevate, his consciousness. So, what the Vedic scriptures do? Very intelligently, they'll give different ways or different activities of pleasing Lord Shri Krishna at the level of body, at the level of mind, at the level of intelligence, depending on whichever level we are in. Body at a very gross level. So suppose a person is at a very low level, he can do that particular sacrifice and go to the next one and next and next. So in this way, Vedic scriptures are very clever. Like in one of the verses that we saw in the previous few videos, Shloka number 28. So it says dravyamaya yagya, that is sacrificing one's own material possessions. Now this comes at the platform of body, at the platform of the bodily level. So that person is sacrificing. Tapo yagya, austerities. Now this is somewhat higher, a bit higher than the body. Yoga yagya. Now yoga yagna, which is there. So that is at the level of mind, where the person is trying to control the mind, engage the mind or whatever. And swadhyaya jnana yagya, that is studying Vedic literatures, that is on the platform of intelligence. So in this way, Krishna has described various sacrifices, and it is arranged in a very, very nice way so that people can do these sacrifices at the level of body, some at the level of mind, and some at the level of intelligence. So just by doing this, what happens? The person will get purified at all the levels. This purification is what is needed. And by doing sacrifice, the person will get purified. All of them are recommended for ultimately bringing about liberation from the body. So there is no other goal apart from this. Human form is given only for one thing, to break the cycle of birth and death. Many times people ask, what is the goal of life? What is the goal of life? This is the goal of life. Break the cycle of birth and death. This is the only goal of life. There is nothing else apart from this. Everything else that people do in this world is just to pass the time. That's it. Nothing else. But then the one who is very serious and has some brain substance to understand the goal of life, one who is searching that what next, what am I supposed to do? Is life only this much, what everyone is doing? No. And mostly we'll see that it's sheep mentality. One is following the rest of the herd that is going in front. But one should stop and ask this question, what is the goal of life? What am I supposed to do? And what am I currently doing? And when he understands the goal of life is to break the cycle of birth and death, then he also has to ask that, am I doing things properly? Am I marching towards attaining the ultimate goal or not? If not, then what can I do now? Only people who are very much eager to attain the goal of life, they will have these questions. And different yugas, medicines are different. Different medicines are given so that the person can get rid of the disease of materialism. So in Satyuga, the medicine that was given was Kritaya Dhyayato Vishnum, on meditating on Vishnu. And in Treta Yuga, the medicine that was given was Treta Yam Ejato Makhay, that is doing Yajna, that is fire sacrifice. Particularly in Treta Yuga, it was fire sacrifice. Dwapara Yuga, Dwapare Paricharyayam, that is doing a deity worship in the temple. Now, these were the three different medicines given for different yugas. And that actually solved the problems of people of materialism, and people could actually go back home back to God by taking those medicines. Now in the age of Kali Yuga, what is the medicine? The medicine is chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Kalau tad dhari kirtanat. So in the age of Kali Yuga, the only medicine is this. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami is telling Parikshit Maharaj. He says, Kaler dosha nide rajan asti eko mahan guna. Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Vrajet. So Shukadeva Goswami is telling Parikshit Maharaj that, O Rajan, O King, you know what? Kali Yuga is full of faults. Now King might say, what is so great about it? I know it. So Kaler Dosha Nidhi Rajan. Okay, but then I want to tell you something. Asti Eko Mahan Guna. There's one great quality in this age of Kali Yuga. How come there can be something great in garbage? No, it is there. What is that? Asti ekam mahan guna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangha param rajet. Just by doing kirtan of Lord Hari's name, just by chanting the holy names of Lord Sri Krishna, what will happen? Mukta sangha param rajet. That person will attain the ultimate goal of life. This is the medicine that is given for the age of Kali Yuga. This is the best sacrifice we can do, and finally attain the ultimate goal of life. We cannot think of missing this chance, this opportunity. This is a very unique opportunity given to people in this age of Kali Yuga, understanding their very, very low capacity. Yes. So this opportunity we should grab with complete faith and complete devotion. And when we practice every single day, yes, that day will come when we'll attain the ultimate perfection, because we are following what is given in the Vedic scriptures. So in this way, Krishna has described that finally anyone who understands and applies these sacrifices in life, that person will attain liberation. But now Krishna is going to tell something more. He's going to tell us that how all these sacrifices culminate in transcendental knowledge. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.